For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Madonna Hines, Mia Hansen Aloha, and Christy Doherty. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old broads. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here's Ben, my little floaty seafaring friend. Ben Mandelker.
Just, you know, attach two chains to me, tie me up to a rock, and let's have a little cove of fun.
Find a good rock to get him tied to. I don't expect time perfection.
Today we're talking about Below Deck Med, or as I like to call it, Crazy Accent Hour.
And, yeah. And of course, somebody said, I love that the Captain Sandy is basically just the Below Deck regular captain. And let me explain the difference, okay? This is the regular Below Deck captain is more like the guy from The Simpsons, all right? Rules.
Yeah. He says, God damn a lot.
God damn it.
I'm going to tie that chain to the goddamn rock. You have a problem.
You're that one M&M between the couch cushions that gets melted and ruins every goddamn thing. It started out good and it ended up ruining a couch.
What sort of goddamn dirty windows are these? Okay, I see a goddamn speck everywhere I look. It's like I'm driving into an ocean of speck. But you know what it is? Just dirt on the windows, okay? You gotta clean that goddamn mess up.
Want to believe in you, but you're making it hard. Okay, so that's him. Captain Sandy is the same, but slower and lower. Okay, guys? Huge difference.
And she cares about getting rest and naps, okay? We're going to have a good time, and I'm going to help you out with that, all right?
And she's we helpful. Keep meaning to point this out, and we haven't yet. But the best part about this lady is that her name is Captain Sandy Yawn. Y-A-W-N.
She loves naps. It's her birthright.
Like a big grumpy baby.
The only yawn I want to see around here is a me in the mirror, okay? You know what I'm saying? No yawns. Get some rest. Get some nice sleep. I want you to be awake. I want you to be a bunch of eager beavers.
Here we are for Below Deck Med.
Below Deck Med.
Season 2, episode 3.
3. The action continues. We pick up right where we left off, which is a wonderful tradition in the Below Deck universe, is that we often just pick up where we left off. And where we left off was a very intense moment with Hannah and Bobby having a drunken fight where Bobby drunkenly believed that Hannah was talking shit about him to Malia, and he was wrong, but he accused Hannah of it anyway and accused her of being a huge cockblock and being an alcoholic, and it doesn't even matter because she won't even remember any of this tomorrow morning anyway.
God, you can't believe you! I'm a cockblock!
Like having a fit like a baby. His upper lip is curled all the way to his nostrils. His teeth are jutting out like the little alien thing. You know when the alien from Aliens opens
comes
its
out.
Mouth
and then
another
comes
one
out.
Comes out?
Yeah, little Bobby comes out.
Yeah, the evil alien Bobby is coming out of the mouth. And then Hannah's just like, I think you're being a little aggressive right now. And he's like,
Yeah, she's like, except instead of, you know, if Bobby is the alien with a little Bobby coming out of his mouth, then Hannah, I guess, would have to be Sigourney Weaver, except instead of, like, crying the way Sigourney Weaver does in that scene and, like, squinting her eyes, Hannah's just like, you're drunk. You're drunk, alien.
She kind of has that confused look, like, when Sigourney Weaver finally makes it into that big section of the spaceship where she sees all the slimy pods, and she's like, oh, shit. That's Hannah's look right now.
Except Hannah's look is more like, hey, am I supposed to clean up all these alien pods if I've only got two stews? And Bugsy's already flying off to somewhere for her grandmother. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I've got Bobby popping out of the eggs, being all aggressive, and telling me I'm an alcoholic. I'm not going to forget this anytime soon. All right, here's a cat. Eat that.
This boat is too small to handle as many paper towels as I would need to clean off 500 slimy pods and still take a nap.
My number one job as Chief Stew is to make sure the guests do not know that one of my stews has an alien on her face at this moment.
And we've had some fun. Malia, you know, Malia's sweet and young, and everybody wants to bone her. And she's so far taking it on the chin and not getting all defensive. And it's hard to read girls like this, but we get our first clue of what Malia's going to turn into in the future, because she's laughing at all of this on the side. And I just, to me, that says something. Like, she's really enjoying that she just caused all this shit. So I can't wait to see what she causes in the future, because you know what's coming.
I would laugh too, because it's hilarious watching Bobby screaming, "You're being aggressive," you know, or he either screamed, "You're being aggressive," or "I'm not aggressive." Either way, he was
being aggressive, and he goes, "I'm defusing the situation. I'm defusing it." You idiot.
Yeah,
so
not
Anna's
quite.
Like, I can't listen to this steroid ingesting dickhead. But then she starts crying in the bathroom, and Bugsy's just watching from up on her bunk. Like, is this the bad time to ask about the chef? Have you talked to him yet?
Do you mind not fighting while it's nap time? I don't want Captain Sandy Yawn to get mad at me.
Oh, you feel disrespected? So now you know how bad that feels, right? You want to call a meeting with the chef right now?
So, speaking of which, it's the next morning, and there's just like this one quick scene of Bugsy in the kitchen saying to Adam, Chef Adam, "Oh, I love coffee in the morning. It's like Gemini and me. It's the Gemini and me coming out." And I was just surprised he wasn't like, "Oh, so you think you're such fucking hot shit because your sign has a twin, huh?
Oh, hey, you want to know how to stack the coffees? You fucking idiot."
Hey, how about this? Next time you want to talk about a sign, how about you talk about a post-it instead? As in, put it on the coaster.
That guy's such an ass. So Malia, let's see.
Malia and Hannah are hugging.
They're both worried. They both have a moment of worry because they were like, you know, that temporary lesbian thing that only girls in bars can do. Yeah. Where they're like, we're lesbians for a night. And then the next day, they're both like, I hope that girl's not really a lesbian.
Because Malia's like, I hope she realizes I only swing one way. I'm like, well, you better stop talking about how fish are your homies.
Nothing I love more than fish. All kinds of fish. Flappy fish, clammy fish.
I just love diving for fish. I loved working on a dive boat where I would dive in there for fish. I just love getting my face right up in those fish.
Man, when I was going to fish school to learn all about the fish, my first dorm room over there had meat curtains. And those were the best curtains I've ever had in my life.
They actually matched the carpet, which was really so nice. Okay, we'll be juvenile for next hour, everyone. Just warning you. Speaking of juvenile, Bobby's then talking to Max about the Hannah stuff with Lauren. He's just like, he's talking about doing this whole thing about how unfair everything is. He's like, it's like, now Malia has this image of this is how I am when I party because of Hannah, you know, like, and Lauren, like, this is what Malia thinks of me. She thinks this is how I party. I'm like, no, you did that to yourself. By getting drunk and aggro, and Malia made a joke, and you went off the handle. Because the joke, if you guys forget, was that Bobby asked Malia, like, so what are you guys talking about me? And she's like, yeah, all the secrets are coming out. And he's like, what the fuck?
Well, we know that Bobby's paranoia, at least the seed of it, is coming from a real place. Because Hannah does admit saying, I just said, is this the part where she's telling her this? Oh, no, this is later. So I'll wait till we get there.
It sort of is, because then it's like cleaning. It's the next day. And now then Hannah and Lauren start talking. And Hannah, Bobby, she's sort of like reconfirming to Lauren, like, you know, the only bad thing I ever said was that I didn't think it was very nice of Bobby to invite two other girls on your date with Lauren, his date with Lauren.
Yes. And Bobby, meanwhile, is talking to Max. Max like, oh, look at that. Don't know what I'm doing. That's good.
Green. I'm green. Double D, double dot. That's not the song.
And Bobby, of course, is like, gosh, Hannah mouthed off about me. She tells every girl about bad shit about me. And now Malia has this image of me. You know what image she has of you? a little tiny alien face coming out of your big alien face, screaming at a woman like a 5-year-old. That's the image she has of you, you fucking baby.
And then eating Tom Skerritt. So then, and then Lauren, so Hannah's basically like,
you killed picket fences.
Where's Costas Mandalore when you need him the most? So, so Hannah's saying, all I said was, I thought it was just rude that, like, you know, Bobby invited you on a date and that he then brought two girls. But then Lauren tells us that Hannah said, I can't believe he's doing this to you. I'd be embarrassed if I were you.
Yeah.
Which is slightly different.
Yeah. Lauren's trying to play both sides here. She's like, I honestly can't remember you saying anything bad about him. She's like, well, I mean, I did, but it's not the same thing that he's saying I said. She's like, yeah, okay, fine. So Bobby's just pissed. And then they keep showing him lying down in bed, like biting his sunglasses while he's smiling oddly. It's the weirdest shot, and they keep
cutting
back to
it. Well, he doesn't ever not smile oddly. So the other the thing that's crazy about Bobby's logic is he's mad that Hannah told Lauren, you know, I'd be embarrassed. Let's do like the worst case scenario, that what Lauren said was the true one. Like, Bobby is mad that Hannah said, if I were you, I'd be embarrassed that Bobby invited these two other girls. Okay, so yeah, that is a little cock-blocky. But at the same time, Bobby did invite two other girls on a date, which is sort of fucked up. And if he wanted it, like, if he feels that Hannah cock-blocked him, right, and that he could have had Lauren, but then Hannah ruined it, A, you still were, like, boinking her for 4 months afterwards, and B, why are you ignoring her now? You know what I'm saying? It's like you – I mean, I know why, because they broke up, but it's like if you're so mad at Hannah for ruining it, well, why don't you do something to save it, to make it great and wonderful?
He doesn't even want her. He doesn't like Lauren. Like, he fucked Lauren. Then he invited two other people, like two other hoes, when he's supposed to be hanging out with her. Lauren doesn't care. She's just young and fucking too. It's not like she wants to marry Bobby. But then now Bobby doesn't want to talk to her because he's fucked her. And so he wants to be mean to her. It's so childish.
Yeah. Well, there's another wrinkle to the story, which we're going to get to when it comes up. So that's what was interesting. When we learn the other wrinkle, then things start to make a little more sense. But all I'm saying is, it just seems like Bobby's making it sound like when Hannah said that, she just ruined everything. And the truth is that he kind of ruined it for himself a little bit. Like, if he likes Lauren so much, then why is he ignoring her? That's what I guess what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
If he's acting as if he liked Lauren a lot and Hannah ruined it, and now it's a lost cause. It's like, well, if you like her a lot, you should be making an effort, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he
you did for
like
What's
her.
Her Face last season.
Yeah,
you know,
he doesn't
Paul
like
Abdul
her a lot.
Girl.
Yeah, he does. Everything that goes wrong, he's just going to blame an external force. And, you know, I'm really mean to Bobby this season. I get it. And I'm not sorry, but on the other hand, just to give him a little bone.
I'm down to give him a little bone.
Bobby is one of those people who everything he's done has been to get pussy. Okay? This man is a fireman. You think firemen want to go in there and get their asses burned to death? No. They get pussy. Okay?
Yeah.
He works out a lot. He's obviously taking roids or something that makes him semi-crazy. He's on a reality show to get pussy. Yeah. Then suddenly, he's got an avalanche of Instagram pussy just falling on his head, you know? And he wants to be that tiny little pussy-wanting snowball that turns into a giant boulder and crushes a town. I don't blame him. It's like the first time the guy's being showered with rando pussy. And so, you know what? Good for you, dude. But you're going to learn how to play this better. I mean, calling five girls on a date, et cetera, and then screaming at women on national TV. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, here's the other mistake he made, okay? Because I will defend him a little bit here. What Hannah said is a cock block. Okay. So even though it was just one thing, it only takes one thing to be a cock block. Okay. But that being said, I feel like, I mean, that's like Hannah, you know, and like we would all know, oh, I'm going on a date with a girl. Hannah might cock block. I feel like
wasn't that Hannah's friend? Wasn't Lauren Hannah's friend?
Maybe. But either way, the point is this, when you're hanging out with someone new, for the first time that you like, there's always a chance that a friend of yours may cock block inadvertently or whatever. And that's why you have like a little bit, some buffer time before you let them near someone like a Hannah who's going to be outspoken. Okay.
Yeah.
So Bobby, you just got to like, you have to manage your personnel a little better. Okay. So for instance, when you go on a date with Lauren, don't invite two other girls. Or don't invite Hannah on your first date too, or whatever the situation was. Just think about your audiences,
totally,
Bobby. Just think about it, and then you can have all the pussy in the world, and you'll be very happy, and, you know, God bless.
Yeah, and also know that girls are going to talk about you. That's it.
Yeah,
they're going to make out, have sex or whatever, and you do it too. You talk to all the guys in a braggy way about all who you're banging and how they were, et cetera, which is gross. But of course, women are going to do it too. They're going to be like, how was he? This is what I think of him. That's just nature. So get over it and stop screaming at women. You look like a fucking weirdo.
Because I like nice Bobby. You know, last season I really liked Bobby. But this season he's just been kind of rageful and misogynist, and it's not a good look. We want the alien mouths to come in, and we want I don't know what the flip side of the alien face is.
Look, it's not your teeth we're shaming, it's the way you use them. You know what I mean?
It's the screaming.
Yeah. It's not the tool, it's the actual...
He screams very mouth forward. You know, some people are chin forward or forehead forward or nose forward. He's very mouth forward. Yeah. It's the body language.
Yeah,
he has queen alien body language.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah,
it's not about the physical features.
Exactly. It's not your paintbrush. It's the crappy, you know,
it's
canvas
just,
in front of you.
It's the way that, like, when you get mad, you might as well be popping out of someone's stomach and scurrying off into a corner.
But, you know, I think in the end, the aliens always win. So what do we know?
So, aliens are very – there's a reason why they're called the perfect creature, okay? So, Bobby, it's really a compliment.
Yeah.
You're a xenomorph.
Oh, Bobby, hugs. Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun, like, changing our whole mind in 5 minutes? I'm, like, so mad at Hannah right now.
I know. Okay, so fucking Hannah, right?
So, all right. It's Sandy. Guess what? Everybody look at their clocks. It's Sandy time. Rub those sleepy boogers out of your eyes. Take your blanket off and come to the crew mess because it's Sandy time.
It's a beautiful morning.
Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah.
Wake
I like
up.
That Sandy sings her own backup.
Well, she does the Ed Sheeran thing where she has
the loop pedal.
The pedal thing, the looping. She goes, and then she goes, wake up, wake up, wake up. And it's like, hey, sleepy heads, the anchor comes up and so does your face. It's the morning.
You know, I do that, right? I have like a full loop set up. That's my hobby. I do it in my closet alone. So I love any joke about it because it's the gayest thing I've ever done in my life. And I love Sandy doing it.
I love the idea of Sandy like doing the public school morning announcements on the yacht. All right, everyone. Today in homeroom, we're going to be cleaning the kitchen. And then first period, cleaning the hot tub. Yeah, there's the loop. And then after that, at recess, which is nice. Nice snap time. Then we're going to teach Bobby how to use an anchor for the fifth time. And after that, it's going to be another nap. Loop.
So they have the meeting about the guests. And these guests, I didn't understand what she said at first. Honestly, I was making a potato. at first, I thought
she was actually genetically engineering DNA to create a potato.
I'm obsessed with potatoes right now. I don't know why.
It's very guilty. Yeah,
I was like trying a it doesn't matter. So I was making a potato sort of and I thought, oh, you know, I don't have to take notes for every single minute. But then I was totally lost. I was like, is this a website where they have girls with ugly faces but nice bodies and then they put celebrity faces on the bodies?
No, it's basically where it's like if anyone ever did like a nudie scene ever in their career, they have like stills of it on there. I remember going to it years ago, but I don't remember if the brand expands beyond that or not. It probably does if they have some sort of naked news thing that they do.
It's called Mr. Skin, and they also have Naked News where these girls do the news, which we see later.
And unfortunately, it's our most reliable news source these days, but you know. Just kidding. I stand by the gray lady.
Well, finally, it makes sense. It's like, hi, we're boobs covering boobs. Welcome.
They're going to moderate the next presidential debate. So anyway, Mr. Skin is coming on, and he's bringing his various ladies, and they're going to be doing a photo shoot for the Naked News thing that they do. But really what this is for, it's they're celebrating the anniversary of the company. So it's actually a pretty special thing.
I'm sure. Okay, so then they're having raw plant-based diets. Okay, so every single one of them has a different... Because this is how thin poor women are. You know,
yes.
They're like, yeah. they're like, we work out. We basically use ourselves as meat puppets for men. And our bit of gaining power in the world is making a waiter crazy with our food requests.
Yeah. Well, I like that. The food request was like raw plant based. But then there was one person who said, I will eat only a few cooked meals out of respect to the chef. Like she is, you know, showing how kind she is as a floozy.
She's like, actually, on my notes, I said I prefer no octopus or no phalangitupiuses at all. It's like, what? I've never heard of that. What is an octopus? What am I trying to say? It's not a phalangitupiatipus.
Cephalopod?
Is that what she said?
She said something like that later on.
Yeah, she's like, no cephalopod.
I have a specific request. I want no seahorses or any other hippocampine objects or beings. I would like cucumbers, but no sea cucumbers. Eel is strictly prohibited. Halibut is off limits, but I will accept flounder.
If you try and serve me a starfish, I'm going to go cephalopod mollusk on your ass. Okay.
I would not like a Portuguese man of war because I don't believe in war.
Especially in Portuguese, because, like, who's going to even understand what's happening?
This is America, right? Well, you're in Croatia. Well, I don't want a Portuguese man of war. First of all, I'm pro-woman. Second of all, I'm pro-peace. Third of all, I'm anti-Portugal.
I will eat American women of war.
I don't want a whale shark, because I don't know what that is.
A whale shark.
Oh, we're going to serve you a whale shark fillet.
No, well, hammerheads. I'm not breaking my teeth. I just got these.
And obviously, angelfish are off limits because that's just rude to God.
And everybody knows that fish don't turn into angels. I mean, otherwise, heaven would be so full.
I would prefer not to have a clownfish because that touches on a deep-seated fear of mine. But out of respect to the chef, I'll have one.
I'm afraid of clowns. So Bobby, the real housewife of this season, is like, hey, Lauren, I need to talk to you, okay? And she's like, yeah. All right. It's like the one time he's speaking to her. And he goes, yeah. I need your honesty. And it's about time you said that Hannah said, don't waste your time with me. And she's like,
And notice the way he just tells her. He, like, mansplains her role in the fight. He's not even like, listen, I want to talk to Hannah, and I would love it if you could be there so we can clarify this and just like, let's just clear the air, get on the same page so we can all move on, because I've got some stuff I need to get off my chest. That would be the adult way slash perhaps the gay way. That's how I feel like that's how, like, we gays handle situations sometimes, unless we get, like, totally deranged. But in his version was, okay, I'm talking to Hannah, and you're going to tell her the truth. You're going to give her honesty. You're going to have my back. She's like, I don't want to be involved with this. No, I'm pulling you in, and you better have my back.
She's like, she's going to deny it, and you need to tell the truth. And she's like, no. He goes, well, I'm pulling you in either way, so you better have my back. Dick.
Yeah, well, yeah, he needs to watch more Survivor to understand how these things work out when you do that. It's getting vogital.
Well, I think so he's realizing now. I mean, the internet really is ripping him.
Yeah, he finally gave an apology for that Watch What Happens Live situation.
Only because people made him. Because he probably doesn't even see what's wrong. So farmer's market, blah, blah. And the chef's like,
I was surprised once again he didn't somehow shame Bugsy. Like, look at this. It's a carrot. Maybe for Bugsy, the bunny.
Silly rabbit. Rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit. What's her face? Emily
kill the rabbit.
Did somebody say rabbit?
Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit. Elmer Fudd, stupid chef.
Like to see her stack these carrots. Fucking Bugsy.
So Hannah reminds us, there's no coming back from this. Bobby calling me an alcoholic. That is the lowest of the low. Okay. So then Bugsy is, Max is at the microwave. Max. This is like quick shots of stupid things.
Everything is quick, but yet I wrote down everything because it all amused me.
It's so funny because Max at the microwave and he's like, I'm going to put ice in the microwave and make it go faster. And she's like, you can't put cardboard in the microwave. And he goes, yeah, you can't. She goes, you shouldn't. I'd wait for the chef to get back. Guys, you can put cardboard in the microwave.
Can you? I wasn't raised with microwave, so I don't have a very good microwave sense. So there's certain things I don't know what you... I know you can't put metal in.
Yeah, you can't put metal... But, well, maybe it has to be coated with something if you put it in. I don't know.
Maybe
popcorn and paper bags in there. And they will burn if you leave it in too long. But
And like
know.
Saran wrap... Oddly enough, you can put Saran wrap in there for a little bit. Like,
girl, you better be ready to die of BPA-created cancer.
No, there are like certain recipes where like you put something in a bowl and then you put like Saran wrap on it and poke holes in it and you steam it with a Saran wrap. It's weird.
We're all dying young. We're just all dying young. None of this.
We're all Maxes.
Okay.
We all need a Bugsy to be there. Be like, I can't do the eat your head in your arm away. I don't know her accent. She's now migrated to Northern England. Sorry, Bugsy. We'll send you back to South Africa soon. My little GPS dot, the pin doesn't know where to drop because I'm getting no service. So I'm just like, last time I looked on there, it was Shetland Island. So that's where you are right now. So anyway, Max wants to put cardboard in the microwave. Bugsy is like, no, I used to be a first two and I say no. So then Bobby and Hannah talk and he basically is like, look, I'm sorry for calling you an alcoholic, but you're a total cock block and you ruin everything. You ruin things between me and Julia. You ruin things with me and that girl who I used to be in love with. You ruin things with me and Lauren. You ruin things with me and my high school crush. You ruin things with me and Pippi Flatiflack from middle school.
I can't even masturbate anymore because you told my hand I'm a loser.
Yeah, my hand doesn't even listen to me anymore, okay?
Try and make my hand curl. Just try.
Well, Bobby, it's not my fault. It's not my fault you started masturbating with your left hand and invited your right hand too.
Stop inviting so many hands on your masturbation trips then.
What do you think you are, that creepy scene from Labyrinth?
And he says, you trashed me with Lauren and you told her not to waste time with me. And she goes, actually, I said I didn't think it was fair of you to bring girls on your date with her. And he's like, that's not what you said. And Malia didn't, you know, you didn't even say one word to Malia before you knew that she was in me. She's like, oh, God, Bobby, seriously? I've got 3 minutes left on this cigarette. I just want to smoke, okay?
Well, what was funny is when he said, when you pulled Malia aside, you hadn't said two words to her since day one. And she's like, because we're not in the same department? She's like, and then he just goes, don't be a smartass. She's like, it's called fix, not smartass.
So then he gets on his walkie-talkie. He's like, code Malia, vagina to the deck of the back with this tramp smoking a cigarette.
Code Malia, tramp to the deck. Sorry to interrupt nap time. We need all tramps on the F deck.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Yawn.
And I love, again, once again, Bobby is like, he is like yelling at Hannah, and he's like, and you want to call me aggressive last night? I'm like, Bobby, you're the one who's yelling right now. Do you understand how you are undermining your own arguments?
If your finger was 1 inch closer to her eyes, you could actually take out a booger. So Lauren comes up, and she's like, okay, look, someone has to be a liar, because it's like, either she lied or you lied. Which is it, girls? And she's like, well, look, someone has to be a liar, so how about this, guys? I'm the liar. I'll just be the liar, okay? It was months ago. I don't remember verbatim. Like, we were drinking. I don't remember. Like, who cares? Like, you know, I'll hook up with Malia. She basically, I don't know, something.
She basically becomes a very eager restaurant hostess. She's like, I'm so sorry you didn't like your plate. We'll get you. Do you want anything else? We can get you anything else in the kitchen. We'll get you Malia. Would you like Malia? We'll do that. I'm so sorry. Just please give us a good Yelp review, Bobby. He's like, can
we'll
we just leave this?
We'll give you a creme brulee Malia, okay?
Yeah, I thought that was like a weird response from her to say, we'll hook you up with Malia, no worries. I thought that was actually, again, it was really objectifying Malia, you know?
That's what he's doing. She's like, look, you basically...
It's commodifying her.
Yeah, like, you know? You're mad that we cock-blocked you. I'll make sure that you get Malia. Okay, is that what you want? And she's totally being sarcastic. And then Bobby actually takes that and thinks about it. And he's like, You guys are fucking playing games right now? I'm confused and I'm fucked.
Such yeah.
an idiot. It's like the great mystery.
And
he's
then
not even denying
Mr.
that he
not,
did any of this
Mr.
Stuff,
not aggressive.
Way.
Mr. not aggressive goes, thanks for your support, Lauren. Why don't you go and fuck Ben?
Awkward.
In a very non-aggressive voice.
Yeah.
So that's when we
learned. So now you're going to be a slut shamer?
Yeah. So this is the new wrinkle, which is that Bobby brought Lauren to an event and she left with Ben, the chef. And I don't have any idea of how Ben gets so much pussy. I really don't understand how this works.
Well,
but he does. I mean, people must love a spiky haircut.
And, you know, this is also someone who wanted to be on the show, you know? I mean, let's think about it. She's fucked two guys from there already and she's hanging out with one girl. So, like, this girl, you know, she knows what she wants. If she has to get it with her vagina, good for her.
Exactly.
And
listen,
so she's
in the hospitality industry.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. So yeah, she fucks Ben. My biggest question here is, did Ben just get outed for cheating on Emily?
Is he still with Rabbit?
Well, I looked up Ben and Emily during the commercials and they have a cooking show together now on Facebook. Okay.
So, wow.
Ben comes out. It's, you know, just paused. Before they start, it's just like a camera. It's like a shitty, there's white curtains in the back and post-its on all the ingredients or whatever. Ben walks out orange with way too much gel in his hair, and I think he's drunk. And he's like, oh, hello, Facebook girl, I'm Ben, and this is Emily. And Emily comes on, and she's got like beauty pageant hair, and you know, she's like, oh, hello, Ben. You know, she's still all little and mousy. And he goes, I'm Ben, and it's Emily. Bemily! Oh, stop trying to make Bemily happen, okay, Ben? I press stop immediately.
She's like, Duddy! I wish I could remember all our Emily jokes. We had so many of them by the end of last season.
Today,
all
we're
I can
not
remember now
making
is,
rabbit! Because rabbit, that's what rabbit. Papa calls me.
Yeah, that's, you know, and yet it's still much more watchable than The Kitchen. I'm telling you, I'm scarred. I am so scarred from the time that they made... Oh, what was that awful thing that I was watching it on JetBlue, The Kitchen, and like Valerie Bertinelli or someone made some sort of like nasty, like beer and cranberry float, or I don't know what it was. It was, I was just like, ugh. Jeffrey Zakarian had to drink it and pretend like he liked it.
Ugh. Yeah. Oosh.
So anyway.
But this was pretty awkward. You should watch it. Just even the first 5 seconds. It's like,
I will.
Quick.
So speaking of Ben, Lauren then goes and FaceTimes with Ben and complains about Bobby. And then she's like, I miss you. And he's like, well, the other thing about Robert is that she's a very good online hostess. And she's like, I miss you. And that's the thing about entrees versus mains. You know, there's a big difference between them. I miss you.
I hate when there's something inedible on a plate. It's my pet peeve, girl. And she just keeps saying it until he says it, and then finally he goes, I miss you too, babe.
Now, please make sure that you don't tell anyone that I'm from a witch boarding school. I wouldn't want anyone to know that. It's my greatest fear in life, okay? Thank you, girl. Bye.
Please be sure, if you want to hurt someone's feelings, that you call my father and remind him that I'm now a blue-collar worker.
Do me a favor, girl. Please send my brother some better jeans, so that way we don't have to look at his big booty and those khaki pants. He's still wearing them. That's right. I'm still gonna shame his brother for those khaki pants, even though I just wore some last night. Yes, self-loathing. And so I just take my issues and put them on Ben's brother.
Oh, man.
Watch. My name is Ben. So now Bobby's on the phone with his mom. This is going in weird places, this podcast.
This is my favorite thing ever, by the way.
Yeah, Bobby.
Mom.
The victim.
Mom. She's like, Bobby, my special boy, is this my are you crying, Bobby? Mom! I'm blown away. I just got blindsided. I was duped by a girl who duped me, and I forgave her after she screwed my friend, and it's a bald-faced lie. First of all, it's a bald-faced lie. You forgave her after she screwed your friend? Are you fucking kidding?
The entire syntax of his of his this moment with his mother was very revealing, because again, it revealed him to be this victim, and it paints the women as these conspiring evildoers.
Yeah, you know, these Delilahs.
He goes, "I got a girl who screwed me over already, and I forgave her for screwing my friend." So like this, oh no, I'm the victim of this girl who's screwing me over, and now she's screwed my friend. You know, like, just
How
relax,
could a
Bobby.
Girl break my Bobby's heart? Bobby!
First of all, he's making the stakes sound so high, as if he was just about to get into an Ivy League college, or he's just about to, like, I don't know, be appointed world administrator of things that are important, you know? And all that has happened is that he's interested in Malia, and he didn't get to hook up with her on day two.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
He's just, look, Bobby, your mother loves you, and she's going to be supportive no matter what. So let me be your real mom for a second. What the fuck are you doing off just fucking some rando girls that you don't even know? Get some fucking self-respect. And how about not talking to women like that and having some respect for a woman?
Yes.
And stop your fucking crying and screaming at people, and you'll do a lot better in life crying to your mother. Are you fucking kidding me?
You know what? If you speak better about women, and by the way, we're a podcast that we say mean things about women, but we don't speak about them in a mean way. All the time, at least. but it's about having that underlying respect for women. And if you speak to them with respect, or about them with respect, instead of treating them like objects or these vicious forces of nature, guess what? Next time you go on a date and invite two other women, you instead of getting a cock block, what you'll get is you're really lucky that you were the one who was chosen, not aren't you embarrassed that he brought two other women. You know,
right. Exactly.
By the way, I don't advocate ever saying that, because I think it's fucked up to be like, you're the one who's chosen. But that's what I'm saying. People will speak nicely about you. They'll treat you like you are the prize.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Just come on. Like, yeah, just the guy. I can't with this guy.
Change your views. Like, this is not, you're freaking out about Malia. You've known her for 3 days. You have a crush on her. Nothing's the only person who ruined anything was you, because you freaked out. When Malia said that thing, you should have just been like, okay, chill. All right, I've got to work on this. She thinks something bad about me. I got to prove her wrong. Instead of just freaking out and yelling in front of her like a caveman, as if she's just like a piece of flotsam that's to be won over.
And this show really, especially the med version, really does highlight misogyny so much. Like, these guys are only nice to the people they want to fuck, and everybody else they treat like shit. And it's just so gross. And you hear your girlfriends talk about, I mean, it's like gay guys sometimes do that a lot to each other too. And it's just obnoxious. It's a gross thing about a man. And he doesn't even want a relationship. He just wants the hottest, youngest one. I cannot respect you. You know, stop trying to bat above your average. What do you call that? Punching up?
Yeah, punching
you've had
up
to
or whatever,
teach me this like
down,
a million
or,
times, by
but
the
you
way.
Know what, though? You know what, though? Here's the other thing about Bobby. You know what? He's a former fireman. He's got a great body. He's by and large like a handsome guy. And when he's not freaking out, he seems pretty nice. He actually needs to invest a little bit more confidence in himself, because if he, rather than just like going whole hog at these women all the time, just be the stud that you are and let them come to you, Bobby.
Yep. But
you know,
but they don't.
But they won't. They won't. They won't. Because they can't. They won't. Because he's got, you know. Well, you know. So anyway, we did learn. I love that we're doing a lot of therapy for Bobby today. We did learn that Bobby had a love of his life. He was in love with this one woman, but it didn't work out because Bobby was not earning enough money for her, and this girl's mom did not approve of him as a result. So he left the fire department to become a yachty. So, I mean, that's a sad story. He was like breaking down in tears. He was really devastated by this. It was a sad story, but I feel like going from fireman to like hospitality industry, I don't know. It feels.
I feel like that's not true, because if this girl was around, it certainly wasn't any time in the recent past. Because he's just been fucking everything he can since the avalanche started. So
right.
He's basically saying that on camera to get women who are watching the show to feel bad for him because he got dumped. It's like, it's all like a big manipulation to get some pussy.
Yeah.
And his mom doesn't help things. She's like, I love you, Bobby, so much. Here's a hug.
I liked his mom. I liked his mom.
No, I did too. But I'm just saying she's, you know, instead it's of not saying, helpful. Like, instead of saying, you fucking pig, get your act together. She's like, give me a hug. Here's a FaceTime hug, Bobby.
Well, either way, Bobby's got his work cut out for him because he does. So anyway, so then the next day, it's time to get ready for this Mr. Skin, et cetera. And Sandy is giving a lesson on shackles. Time to learn a shackle. And because there was a shackle issue last episode, in case you forgot. And I love it. Sandy's like, so everyone, pop quiz. How long is a shackle? And Bobby's like, 98 meters. And was like, 27.3 meters.
A shackle is 3 feet and 5 seconds or whatever. Okay, so if you got one shackle that's on an airplane, that's going 90 miles an hour, and you got a flock of geese who's holding another shackle down there on the ground that's 5 miles down, and then you got a train coming in the opposite direction at 20 miles per hour with a one-pound shackle on it, how many birds are in a nest? And he's like, oh, math! Oh.
If you got a plane carrying a shackle going 90 miles per hour, which is very slow for a plane, but let's just say it's going that fast and it's going west, and you got a train with another shackle going 135 miles per hour, which is very fast for a train going east, how much time do you have to nap before they collide?
Mom, I got duped by algebra.
Well, it's a trick question because the train's on the ground, the plane's in the air. So guess what? You can nap as long as you want.
And Wes is like, the answer's 5, and I like that he was so embarrassed. He was, like, so embarrassed to have to answer for Bobby. And Bobby's like, math.
Wiz is like, one time when I was in grade school, we had a math pop quiz, and I didn't study for it. And I thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to fail this one. And guess what? I only got a check instead of a check plus. Oh,
my dad's still mad. Rebel! So then we get a scene of the chef... possibly methy chef hitting on Malia. He's like, whoa, Malia, isn't it funny how root vegetables have roots? She's like, yeah, that guy, wow. God, he's cute, but Jesus, his personality.
See, Malia annoys me here because she's like, you know, Wiz is, you know, he's so cute and he's handsome. He's nice. He's like a good guy. But I always get drawn in by the bad boys. I'm like, I hate when people do that. I was like, they're so defenseless. I'm like, you know, you're going towards the piece of crap. So just stop it. Stop
yeah,
it.
Exactly. You know,
stop it.
She'll stop it when she's ready to get married. You know, that's part of youth. Bag him, tag him, whatever. So let's see. Bugsy calls. Oh, then this is the sad part.
Sad part, yeah.
And this, you know, we talk about the music on this channel all the time. Some of the shows really amaze me. This is not really one of them, but I do respect that they make an effort. There's always like techno music blasting. Like they're cleaning a window. Why is there techno music? But this one, then suddenly it's just so like not subtle at all. It's like bling, 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 bling. Bling, 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 bling. I was like, oh, geez, who died?
Yeah.
Poor Bugsy, her grand pissed.
Her grand is very sad. She was crying in the bathroom, and Hannah went in to hug her. She's like, come here.
Hannah's like, what's wrong? And Lauren says, oh, Bugs. It's Bugs. Yeah. She's like, we've got Bugs. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's all I need. Get me the poison. No, Bugsy.
No, Bugs with a capital B.
Oh, kill that bug. It's finally crossed the line. That bug called me an alcoholic. It's did.
But you know what, though? Sandy went in to console Bugs, and he's like, oh, give me a hug. I lost my mom when I was in a boat. What was her name? And I was like, oh, my God, I love Sandy.
I love Sandy, too. Although, at this point, I feel like she might kill this entire crew on accident.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I want to do? There's a waterfall coming up, and I think if each of us has enough rest, we could make the jump. All right, let's try it.
Here's what we're going to do, all right? I'm going to tie the back of the yacht onto this little buoy that's bobbing up and down here in the middle of the Adriatic Sea, and then we're going to see how close we can get to that whirlpool without pissing off Mr. Neptune, okay?
I love David Bowie.
Babby, just be quiet, Babby. Math. Do your multiplication tables, Babby.
Yeah.
So Sandy, the next scene is the guests are coming. So Sandy's like, okay, guess it's Sandy on. Need you to get down here. You need to get down here right now. This is not Sandy style.
Yeah. Sandy out of nowhere just like zips over to the dock. Is like, where is everybody? And everyone's like, fuck. And like Max trying to get dressed.
You want me to look good for the people? Give me 2 minutes to do my hair.
Well, you know, Max is really green. He doesn't even know how to put on clothing. They keep saying that with everything he does. Oh, well, you know, Max, he's so green. So here comes Jim, a.k.a. Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. And
or as
his...
I like to call him, a.k.a. Mr. Hairpiece.
I guess the URL Butterface was taken. I was like, wow, nice bodies. So these Mr. Skin and his clan come up. And yes. Max goes, who's going to be the next one? Hopefully not Mr. Skin.
I agreed with him.
And Mr. Skin's like, whoa, great. Both, this is gonna be fantastic. What a beaut. What a beaut. So they all get on, and they're still putting on all their clothes. And Lauren's ironing, and Bobby's still being mean to her, and blah, blah, blah. Then we get a Sandy scene. And for some reason, they're playing trombone clown music. It's like... Now, here's how Sandy likes to... Guys, here's a lesson in Sandy style. I like to go bow to stern. Sometimes I need to get you to get lines off in a hurry. You got it, kid?
Yeah. And Max is doing some rope thing too slowly. Like, oh, gosh. That Max, he's green.
We're not making a friendship bracelet here, buddy. Okay? Tie it off, bow to stern.
All right. And then when you're done... Snap time for you, Maxi Poo. So then the girls are like lying about in bikinis, the Mr. Skin girls. And I mean, you know, we're talking about women being objectified, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, when we're talking about it with Bobby, then we get to this Mr. Skin situation. And this is a whole next level because this they're lying there. And then there's some guy, I don't know which one says, I don't know if it's Mr. Skin himself or one of his two cronies. It's like, hey, Andrea. Can you guys get like a little naked? And she's like, yeah. And then, and listen, if it's her right if she wants to get naked. But the way they talk to them, you know, is there's just something so degrading about it. And then Mr. Skin, then they're talking about like one of the random girls. And Mr. Skin's like, yeah, I wanted to fire her 1,000 times, but she has a nice ass.
Yeah, that bod. That Whitney. What a bod.
And what about your wife? Is your wife going to get mad? She doesn't care. 17 years of this.
So Hannah checks in with his chef and she's like, all right, we got the menu together, chef. And he's like, she goes, are you ready for some octopus? And he goes, naked puss. Just kill every man on this show, honestly.
Yeah.
Just fucking kill them all.
Throw them overboard, please.
So Bugsy's then, setting up for dinner and she's still sad. And then
she's
Bobby.
Talking about how. She okay. talked about how her grandmother would be so proud of her for getting out there and doing that job. I'm like, probably, but maybe not for this charter specifically.
I've been to funerals with Gran, and one thing she's always good at is making sure the forks are on the right side of the napkin. She'd be proud of me today.
And then the girl's doing the naked news, and some like skiff is going by with a family on it. And she's like, ah, that's great. A family to see all this. All this naked ladies here.
Family passing. If those kids were on a proper nap schedule, they wouldn't be ruined like they are right now. The girl
keep their
the
eyes
news.
Closed.
This was hilarious. They're like, okay, all right, Whitney, you dumb bitch. Now, get your puss all the way back to the hall, and then I want you walking down reading your lines. And she's like, okay. Click, click. And then today on the news, somebody said, whoa. And I was like, huh? Oh,
and they're like, God, Whitney, darling. How many times do I have to tell you? Do not go off script. These words are gold. Take 45.
So funny. Okay, yeah. So Lauren and Bobby in the mess. She's freaking because he's still just totally ignoring her. And he's eating with his mouth wide open. And for some reason, they do a close-up of him eating with, I don't know, was that like a ladle? It's like the biggest spoon I've ever seen.
Because they were eating a beef stew, which I don't know why beef stew seems inappropriate on this charter with, with Mr. Skin, but they're doing it. So
it's probably Whitney. It's probably stupid Whitney who couldn't get her lines right.
Yeah.
So the crew, let's see, they start doing the shoot again. So they need somebody to serve champagne to a naked girl in the hot tub. So.
Yeah, and they get Bugsy, and Bugsy's like, "They are unmentionable parts staring right into my eyeballs.
If my gran could see me now."
"There's so many inappropriate pets in my eyeballs right now. Luckily, I'm a gym there.
If Gran could see me right now, she'd knit me some wonderful eye covers to do this scene in." So she does it.
Sandy, if Gran were here, she'd do the silkwood bath for me herself.
"All right, Wes, I need to get over here. We're going to have a meeting about, guess what? Shackles." "I want 3 shackles, Wes."
And then the naked ladies are right above them laying out just staring. And poor Wes was so nervous. He was like, you could see him trying not to look. It was so cute.
And they are like, he's literally lifting up this anchor or this shackle. And they're just sitting there all blurred out, just watching him like 10 feet away. And Wes has never been in a situation like this before. That's for sure.
So good. And then they have their lunch, and this is where that girl's like,
"Actually, I wrote no squid, no cephalopods, but I'll keep it. Oh my god, and cephalopods are delicious. I've changed my mind. Occupy forever."
And then that one vegan girl goes, "You know, the flavor in food actually comes from vegan stuff, so my way is the best."
The flavor from food comes from the vegan
stuff. She said that. She literally said that. I'm like, ugh. This is why people don't like eating with vegans, because you're always trying to get us all to become vegans. Just eat your vegan food and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, they need somebody to suffer with them.
Yeah.
So then a trio of sorbet, blah, blah, blah. Water toy time.
Like, water toys, motorboats, da, 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 da.
At one point, they show the dumb guys talking. And one of the guys is like, "It's like that Drew Barrymore film. You know, the one in the 80s where she was in the shower in the beginning, pre-breast reduction." And then one of the girls goes, "Breast reduction? Who would do that?"
"Enjoy your back problems, bitch." Remember when I said I talk respectfully about women? So anyway.
Listen, one thing we're not against on this show is hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's actually exactly what we're for. If there's one thing we're for, we're not for anything, but if we are for something, it's hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy makes the food taste good, so our way is better.
So either way, Bobby is now flirting with Malia again about shitting her pants, because he's like, "So have you ever shat your pants?" She's like, "Yeah, I was in Asia, I had some street food," and she's like, "I shat my pants." Like, "Oh, dribbled down your leg, didn't it?" She's like, "Yeah." Like, see, now she gets to see Fun Bobby. Fun Bobby talks about feces and mortifying experiences and continents that are not your own.
"Whoa, titties, vagina, ass." It's like talking about the models, this fucking guy. Yeah.
So then there's like some shots that are done, and then it's time for shots as in the alcoholic kind, not the vaccinations that I'm sure everyone took off camera. And then there's dinner service.
One of the bimbos goes, "Dinner! Bye-bye,
booey!" She did do that. You're right. She did do that. So then, Adam starts flirting with Malia in the galley, which is just setting up the fact that they're probably going to hook up, which is going to send Bobby, like, make him even more bonkers.
Yeah.
And speaking of Bobby, Lauren, who spent the past 15 minutes of the show being like, "I just don't even want to talk to Bobby right now. Like, he's being so immature. He's making everything awkward. Like, I hate, he's like not even talking to me. Like, I don't even want to see his face." And then she's like, "Bobby, we need to talk." So Lauren brings Bobby up to some corner of the yacht, and she basically apologizes for hurting him, and then says, "You know, what Hannah said wasn't nice. It wasn't nice what he said to you." So
he goes, "Well, this started because I jumped to conclusions about Hannah talking about me." She goes, "Well, I mean, what she said wasn't nice." And he goes, "Wait, so is it true?" She's like, "You know what? This is stupid. Like, seriously, you're 31. You're attacking me. Like, you're calling Hannah a drunk. Like, just grow up." And he's like, "Oh, I need to grow up? I'm the one? oh yeah? And then he starts leaving.
Alien face.
He's like, you call me out here. It's like,
yeah, he says that as that's like the big diss. He's like, I'm attacking you. You're the one who called me out here, so this conversation's over. Bye. Good one.
Mom, I just got duped. So the
they're calling me to different parts of the yacht all the time and putting me in shackles. Honey, are you sure they weren't just asking you questions about shackles? I'm pretty sure, Mom.
Are you sure they didn't mean shekels?
Mom, they're trying to embarrass me in front of Malia about the fact that I can't do shackle math.
So the next morning, Sandy and Wes...
Sandy is like...
She's you know what I've been thinking, Wes? We're going to find a rock.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to find a way to tie ourselves to that rock.
Captain Sandy,
what we do here, what we want to do here, we want to create a sanctuary. So these wonderful, gorgeous, brick-minded young women can feel like they've got their own part of a rock.
They can see the rocks and they can, you know, they can identify with them. You know what I'm saying? They can see the rocks and be like, hey. Nice to see you, Cousin finally, Rock.
They'll finally have someone who can speak to them on their level. So,
and then they can lie up on the rock, and you know what they can do? They can take a naked nap in the sun on a rock.
Oy, so let's then, see. Bobby so and Max.
So Bobby and Max are now downstairs talking. And like, Bobby,
you know, it would be cool to find a chick to hit it off with the whole time. But if these girls would stop blocking me.
He goes, if it's going to get ruined, I mean, let me ruin it myself. I'm like, you've done that.
Just
actually.
Did it like five you've times in three episodes.
So. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the complaint is.
Lauren passes by and she's like, you have a room to use so you could talk in your own room instead of talking about me. Like fly by anger.
Fly by hospitality service. I'm in the hospitality industry, so I know how to do a fly by angry moment.
So, let's see what happens. Lauren, she goes to Hannah. She's like, Hannah, yeah. Can I die here? I'm being ostracized by the crew. I don't even want to go down there.
Hannah's like, giving her dagger eyes. She's like, I'm going to throw you overboard right now. I really don't care. I really don't care if you've been ostracized by the crew. You've got a whole chatter. Got a whole chatter to do. All right. Now let's smoke our ciggies and get back in there and give the best service we possibly can to these slots.
A slotted spoon doesn't hold soup. All right, hope feel better. Let's go.
Oh, I've snorted twice in this podcast. I'm so sorry.
Meanwhile, Lauren is like suddenly like, a slotted spoon? Why would they make such a thing? And then she just goes into some psychedelic trance. Her world has been blown open. They make spoons with slots in them.
Oh, so now even the spoons are sluts. So let's see.
So now it's rock
most
time.
Of the rest of it is like, it's time to find a rock and make a tie off. Time to find a rock. We're going to make a tie off. It's Sandy time.
Sandy's just like, we didn't make it happen last time, but you know what, though? We've all taken our naps, and this time we're going to tie on some rocks. All right?
I may not believe in you. I may not believe in me. But what Sandy believes in is we. Let's do this, team.
Let me tell you something. Ever since I saw that wonderful musical Rock of Ages, I knew, you know what I want to do? I want to tie one on to two rocks for the ages. All right, where's Constantine Marilis? All right.
There's no you in us. Okay. Everybody gather around.
All right, everyone. What we're going to do is we're going to tie onto two rocks. We have two chains going all the way across. We'll be like that rapper, two chains, except we'll be giving a big old hug to that rock with our chains. All right, everyone? Everyone
and
take a nap.
And they do it. It's like, dun-dun, 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 tie off.
Anchors.
So they do it. So everybody's having lunch, and then suddenly the sink starts overflowing in the kitchen, and to the point where people have to get buckets to carry
it's like a sink disaster. We don't know why it's happened.
But yeah, but I don't think
happening.
We find out. And then it just keeps intercutting with the dumb girls who are like, oh my God, this is like the best thing I've ever eaten. What is it? It's like, it's a carrot.
Why is it purple?
They are loving, by the way, the girls are loving the Kate Chastain crystal tablescape. All right. The legacy of Kate Chastain continues with all those little crystals and pebbles. That is, it is going over very well, distracting them from octopi.
And then it sounds like Bobby's making a joke because you hear. I was like, ah, oh, there's Bobby charming a girl again. But it turns out to be the boat that's creaking slowly towards the rocks. And Sandy goes, the wind is picking up. And if we hit those rocks, we're screwed. Oh, jeez. So then she tells
Bobby
Max,
calls his mom. We just got screwed by some rocks.
She's like, hey, you over there, Gumby, green guy, go over there and get in that little boat and then get in between this boat and the rocks. He's like, I know I'm green, but I think she's telling me to get crushed by the rocks.
I guess now would probably be a good time to tell people I don't know how to drive. And I can't see my lefts from my rights. So, so Max has to push the yacht out, which seems, I'm like, why don't you guys just like turn the yacht on and just like move a little bit? So, I guess they'd tear off the rocks. So yeah, that's the big drama. I'm still confused about the sink and I'm wondering, how did the sink fix itself and will that problem happen again?
I don't know.
I'm like really into it.
We're going to have to watch next week.
Next week, we get to the bottom of the sink issue. Yeah. I sure hope, at least.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you. What is today?
It's Wednesday.
All right. Tomorrow's Real Housewives of New York City.
New York City. And again, if you are doing listener spotlight, be sure to send in your entries. That way we have something on the air. Otherwise, we're going to start cycling back to the people we started with new questions and such. So, everyone, send in your things. And we look forward to hearing from you. And we will talk to y'all mañana.
Bye.
Bye.